I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, if we're going to bring it back to the 360 with a little Whidbey Island 911 here in a minute, we'll start across in England, where there's some real concern in Yorkshire. In Yorkshire, people have been curious about what is going on with the disappearing ducks, ducklings, and native fish in one of the most beautiful parks in Yorkshire. These lakes, the Yorkshire Lake, where people go, they swim, they bike, and they ride around. It's a big popular tourist area. And someone decided to drop a couple piranhas in there recently, and the piranhas have been macking on the ducks.
The ducks?
The fish, yeah, they said it is...
They pull them under or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They said that sudden appearance, you know, they think it maybe it has caused a sharp decline in the number of ducks, ducklings, and fish there. People are saying the first... They've caught two so far. And so one 32-year-old says, "When I realized what it was, it sent shivers down my spine. This is a popular spot for families, dog walkers, and fishermen. It's always busy here. And these piranhas that are supposed to be in the Amazon River are just voracious eaters. And, you know, they've been eating the wildlife. It won't be too long when the summer months come. If they're breeding, you never know. Maybe you dip your toe in there."
So what do you think? They start on the legs, and then they all team up, and then they pull a duck under?
Yeah, I think they get on them and get a couple going. Yeah. We'll come this side for Florida, the obligatory Florida story. There's a 29-year-old guy named Gabriel Molina in Miami, and on Saturday night he was in the Keys driving a Ferrari. And the cops spotted him doing 75 and a 45, and the cop tried to pull him over, and that's when Gabriel and his Ferrari took off to speeds over 100 miles an hour. The cop eventually caught up to him when he stopped at a gas station. Gabriel's excuse for the chase was, "I didn't see the cop, and I was only speeding for speeding's sake, John. Quote, this is a Ferrari. It's supposed to go fast." That's what he told the cop. "This is a Ferrari. It's supposed to go fast.
We got different rules."
Yeah. Unfortunately for Gabriel, the female passenger in the passenger seat told the cop a different story. "Yeah, he definitely saw you, and he was trying to outrun you. So now he's got another traffic conviction to add to his 9 in the past 6 years, and he has been clocked for going over 100 miles an hour."
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Let's see what kind of emergencies are coming in to Whidbey Island. The authorities out there, the 911 call sheet. We will begin on Sunday, February 10th at 10:56 p.m., Erie Street Store. A 911 caller says, "There's a customer in here talking nonsense." Tuesday, February 12th, 2:27 p.m. at Atlanta Way. 911 caller says, "The upstairs neighbors are making a horrendous amount of noise." Tuesday, February 12th, 2:59 p.m. Midway Boulevard. 911 caller says, "They just saw someone hit a seagull on the road and then take it to a parking lot." It doesn't say what they were doing with it in the parking lot. Wednesday, February 13th, 5:59 a.m., Ronhar Street. 911 caller says, "The neighbor has an aftermarket exhaust on his truck and warms up his vehicle for 20 minutes every morning."
That would get old.
Wednesday, February 13th, 7:44 p.m., Highway 20 Store. 911 caller says, "There's a guy smoking in the bathroom." And finally, Monday, February 11th, 9:25 p.m., Oak Harbor Street. 911 caller says, "There are some suspicious people laying on the ground."
"I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in."
Driving down Oak Harbor Street, 9:25 at night, and you got people laying all over the ground there. It only goes on in Whidbey Island.